This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. Whatever business you're in, BT's got your back, with reliable connectivity to keep you connected as you grow. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times afternoon briefing on Friday, the 19th of April. Israeli allies are calling for de-escalation in the Middle East, as Iran says it's not planning to retaliate immediately to reported Israeli airstrikes. Explosions were seen above two cities, but Tehran has played down this morning's strikes. The Times Middle East correspondent Sama Al-Atroush says the impact has been limited.
The damage appears to be minimal. The strike took place in Isfahan, which has a large military base. If it were indeed a very large strike that caused a lot of damage, it would be very, very difficult to conceal, I think. From what we can tell for now, Israel had sent a message to Iran that it can strike, that it can penetrate its airspace, and it can reach targets, and that's the extent of it.
Rishi Sunak has rejected the idea his welfare reforms lack compassion, as he proposes changes to how people access long-term sick pay. He said the current system is unsustainable and wants sick note assessments to outline what work people can do rather than what they cannot do. Prime Minister also says doctors alone shouldn't be signing people off.
It too often puts them in an impossible situation where they know that refusal to sign somebody off will harm that precious relationship with their patient. So we're also going to test shifting the responsibility for assessment from GPs and giving it to specialist work and health professionals who have the dedicated time to provide an objective assessment of someone's ability to work and the tailored support that they need to do so.
The changes won't be made until after the next election. It's understood the Labour chair Annalise Dodds has written to Lancashire Police calling for an investigation into the MP Mark Menzies. He gave up the Conservative whip after a Times investigation revealed allegations he used campaign funds for private medical bills and to reimburse volunteers he'd asked for money from. He disputes the allegations. Almost a quarter of 5 to 7-year-olds now own a smartphone. Research by Ofcom has also found that infant school children are increasingly online and being given more digital independence by their parents. It comes as ministers consider a range of plans, including a blanket ban on under-16s using social media and smartphones, or a system of alerts for parents when their children access disturbing content online. Mark Bunting is Director of Online Safety Strategy at Ofcom.
We know that parents and children feel they get a lot of benefit from being online, but of course this is a big shift over time, and there are risks, and that increase in the proportion of 5 to 7-year-olds using social media, which has gone up from 30% to nearly 40% in just 12 months, is an area we're particularly focused on.
And Taylor Swift has surprised fans by launching a secret double album with 15 extra tracks. The 2-hour-long Tortured Poets Department, The Anthology, is the singer's 11th studio album and features 31 songs. It includes collaborations with Post Malone and Florence and the Machine. You can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Hi, I'm Jane Garvey.
And I'm Fee Glover.
Off Air with Jane and Fee is going live.
We are taking to the stage at the amazing Crucible Theatre in Sheffield on Friday, the 31st of May.
It'll be a night full of surprises. We'll have a special guest, we'll involve you in the audience, and we'll embarrass ourselves. You really won't want to miss it.
Well, the surprise is we don't yet know what's in it, so it genuinely is a night of surprises.
Well, you've surprised me already. It's not just us. Our live show is part of an exciting new podcast festival called Crosswires, which is taking place in some really amazing venues across Sheffield from the 31st of May to the 2nd of June.
So other podcasters that you'll be able to see include Katie Price, Catherine Ryan, Ramesh Ranganathan and the original Adam Buxton. But there's also a whole host of free fringe events, family shows, surprise acts and after parties that Jane and I haven't yet been invited to.
I'm sure it's only a matter of time. Head to crosswires.live for tickets and more information.